ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, good stuff last night, that's for sure. A lot of fun watching those games last night. I mean, I guess opening night is good. After that, who knows? Tell you what, Jimmy Butler played a lot better last night than he did in the playoffs for the Warriors, that's for sure. The other thing I would just mention is Kevin Durant looked old and slow to me in that game. Also completely unsure of himself. I've already mentioned that he called the Chris Webber timeout with no timeouts left at the end of the first overtime. And he did not get dinged for it. He should have. It should have cost them the game right then and there. But, you know, he is, you know, at this point, 37 years old. And Oklahoma City is the youngest championship team we've seen in forever. All right, we're actually talking a little NBA to open up the show. There's some risk in doing that, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm asking a two-part question. Number one, be honest. Did you know that the Wizards opened up tonight against the Bucks? And just so you know how clueless I am or how poorly it's communicated to me, that could be another way to go with it. The Wizards are not on our air tonight. They are on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. And Nick Ashew, my guy Nick Ashew, is hosting a season preview show at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. So tune in for that. Tip-off is at 8. Now, we will have some Wizards games when there's a conflict, I would guess, with what, Max? With Caps games?
Usually
on 106.7 The Fan?
Yeah, Caps, I believe, would get the 106.7 time.
I want to be clear about this. I am all in favor of what the Wizards are doing. No guarantee it'll work out. But this is the only way, I think, to give the... It's the best overall opportunity for a team like the Wizards, who don't draw superstar players to their franchise for a number of reasons. This is the way that they may ultimately hit on a star or three and end up being a contender at some point. By, you know, tearing it down to its studs and then building it back up with the taking chances on young players in the draft. And they've got, you know, they literally have like 30-some picks between now and 2030 over the next 5 years. It's some absurd number. There is a top five, you know, worst record what we need them to finish with this year, or they'll lose their number one pick. They'll lose their first round pick. So two-part question. In all honesty, did you know they were playing tonight? I did. I did know they were playing. And I scheduled Chase Hughes to come on and help us preview the team at 12 o'clock. And he is scheduled, and he will be on with us, and we'll preview the Wizards season. Number two is, where do the Wizards rank among the four professional sports teams, major professional sports teams in town? I think it's at the bottom, and I think it's the lowest they've ever been because of what they're going through, and they're going to stink. They're over-under for wins this year, 20.5. Okay, so it's not going to be a pleasant watch. You're watching now. If you're watching to see, did they get any of these guys right? How are they developing? Do we have a true transcendent kind of superstar? Have they drafted that player? Because you pretty much need one to win a title. Going, you got to go back to 2004 to find a team, the 2004 Pistons, where you didn't have a debatable top five player in the league on your roster for every championship team. Last year was SGA. All right, let's start with Andrew and Sterling. Andrew, A, did you know that they were opening their season yes. tonight? And B, where do they rank among the four professional sports teams?
I did not know they were opening their season tonight. I knew that the NBA opened last night, but I also have two twins at home under a month, so I don't even know what day it is.
That's fair.
As far as top four teams in town, Skins by a mile, but then, yeah, the Wizards are fourth. They were second to me, but, you know, where they're at, is definitely four. I'd put the Caps two, and Nats three.
Yeah, for me, they're, you know, of the four pro teams, they're number two, and I can't ever see for the rest of my life the Wizards not being number two for me. But I want them to be number two for everybody else at some point. Thanks, Andrew, and good luck with those yeah. twins. Earl, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? Thank you for taking my call this beautiful day. Thank you very much. Yes, I did know the Wizards would be playing tonight. I definitely knew that, believe it or not. I did. Been a Wizards fan all my life. I knew that. Yeah, we're out the bottom for me, brother, because I got the Burgundy and Gold Skins, one. Caps, two. Maryland men's basketball, three. Maryland women's basketball, four. Now that I got season tickets. Right. And then it's Maryland football. Then it's the Wizards. This is how it is.
And of course, I mean, you're ranking – now you're getting into all the college teams. I just want to find out where they are among the pro sports teams. But you know where I am. I mean, I am Skins Maryland basketball, 1A, however. I think probably I'm a bigger Maryland basketball fan than I am even a Skins fan. But those two have, you know, are clear-cut number ones. Then it's the Wizards for me, Maryland football, and then everything else. I'm a Nats fan. I've been very honest over the years. I've just never really gotten into hockey or the Caps in a passionate way. Love the playoffs. Right. Love to see them in the playoff games. The Wizards, there is no doubt that right now for the majority, I think, in the DMV, they are dead last and probably the deadest last place position they've been in a long, long time. Thanks, Earl. Appreciate it.
And it's so funny. I can't even look at the Wizards even if I wanted to because YouTube dropped Monumental.
Yeah, I know. We got that whole issue going on too.
I want to watch the Wizards, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Earl.
Thanks again, brother.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Ross. Ross in Tampa. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, it was good in the hood, Kevin. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Ross.
All right, so no, I didn't know that the NBA, I know the NBA season starts around this timeline, but I'm still not over June. I was hoping that you'd be like the last non-superstar team was just in June, but we blew it. Game four, I'm never going to get over that. Yeah. Anybody who says that the Wizards aren't four, they just must not like hockey or baseball. For me, it's 85 Washington Redskins, 10% Nationals, 5% Capitals, and you know who my team is in the NBA. With the Wizards, I do like the build-up that they're doing. But, yeah, I had no clue that their season started tonight. And you had mentioned the conference in the D.C. area that generated the most one of the best conferences in basketball. Look into the Metro Interscholastic Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, you got Greg Oden, Gordon Hayward, Eric Gordon, Oscar Robertson. But, yeah, I would easy for, you know, the Nats and the Capitals are protected because of their recent championships. And Washington, no matter, you know, how bad things get, can't get no worse than, you know, the past few decades. I don't think it'll shift until, you know, the Wizards go back to what they were at least in 2017. But that's just me as an outsider.
Yeah. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate that. I think, you know, what's also true, we've had conversations together about this in the past. We're not a great sports town. We're not the worst. You know, we're not Atlanta. We're not Miami. You know, there are much worse overall sports cities. But we're obviously not, you know, New York, Philly, Boston, Chicago, where many, many teams are super passionately followed. I would describe, you know, the following and the passion for our local sports teams as follows. Football teams, number one by miles. Nothing will ever come close to it in terms of appealing to the most people. And then everything else is bandwagon-y. You know, everything else is, if they're good, people will jump on. You know, that applies now to even Maryland's basketball program, which used to have, you know, a massive, passionate following, appealing, by the way, to two cities, D.C., you know, certainly the Maryland side and the D.C. side more than the Virginia side, and then Baltimore as well. But even Maryland basketball has become, since entering the Big Ten, I would kind of point to that as, you know, the beginning of it becoming more bandwagon-y. The Caps have their hardcore, you know, number for sure, and probably have the hardest core passionate of the pro sports teams not named the football team. But the bottom line is, in terms of a mass following, only when they are, you know, doing really well, and only in the spring, or if Ovechkin's going for a record and you have some sort of unique circumstance. And that same thing, very bandwagon-y. The Wizards are the one, I'll stick by this, that if they ever became a championship contender, and that speaks to bandwagon because you're not going to get people on board until they win, but I think if we had had years over the last 46 or eras of them being really good, maybe not winning at all, but maybe being what you know, the Jazz were in the 90s, what some of the really good teams that haven't gotten through have been, but have always been in the mix. I think if we had had that during the last 46 years, I think the Wizards would be the clear-cut number two. But 46 years of, for the most part, dreck has chased away so many. And it's become very bandwagon-y. Would it not be if they got on a run for 10 years? Maybe. But that's a big maybe now. I think sports are just consumed differently anyway, as we all know. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, go ahead.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I knew they were opening up today, and I told you this a while ago that the Big E was my man. So you know,
you and me both, man. I loved Elvin Hayes, loved him.
Yeah, he could.
I've tried to get him on the show, by the way, just so you know, Anthony. I think I've mentioned this to you before. I have reached out to so many different people, including the Rockets organization. Haven't done it in maybe six. I think I did it last year at one point. I would love to get Elvin Hayes on the show to talk to him. But I don't think he does a lot of media. But anyway, continue.
Right. So, you know, I'm coming from a certain demographic. So, it used to be Redskins, Bullets, 1-2. But right now, they are so far in my rearview mirror.
It's not even funny.
And it's because it's a combination of things. Back in the day, you used to be able to follow a player's path. You knew who they were, you know, their pedigree and everything. Right now, most of these players, you have no idea who they are. Also, the style of play is so boring. Pick and roll or 1-4.
Right.
That's all you see. You don't see any backdoor cuts. You don't see any. The only person you see running off a pick to shoot a jump shot is Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, look, you and I could go down the path of what's different about the game now versus when we really loved it for an hour and a half. But I think the one thing that I would say to you, and I'm trying to summon up the energy for this myself, is that the way they're doing it, there is, you know, something to be said for investing some of our time in watching all of these players that they've drafted develop. And, you know, because they could end up having a team that feels very homegrown. You know, what if, you know, 5 years from now, Bub Carrington and Alex Sarr and Trey Johnson and whoever they draft next year are legitimate great players. 5 years from now, there's no way they'll have all of them understood. But let's just say 3 years from now, investing in watching them develop and grow into that, I think a lot of people don't mind that process. It's a big investment, but it's different than not knowing who they are, because we could know these players more than we've ever known players if we spend the time to watch them develop.
Well, don't get me wrong. I can agree with that sentiment. Both factors play a part in it for me, but I think the biggest detriment right now for me watching NBA other than the playoffs is the style of play. It's just so – it just grinds me so much to just see pick and roll and 53-pointers fired every night. I think they should get rid of the three-pointer, if you ask me.
You and Tom Lavero. No, I don't think they should do that. I actually have enjoyed watching the game evolve over the time. And, you know, it's an equalizer, too, at all levels of basketball. It really is. I mean, I've seen it firsthand as someone who's coached for, you know, on and off for 30 years, how, you know, the three-point line and the spacing of the floor because of that can really, even things out in, you know, talent disparity situations. But I appreciate the call, Anthony, as always. I want to get to a few more. Let's go to G. G, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Sam. Hey, Sam, you said 46 years of drip, and I'm 43. That's why I ain't never been no Bullets Wizard fan, you know?
Yeah.
Ross made some hell of a good points, because I do second that. Indiana, the state of Indiana,
sure,
has probably as much love for basketball as this area, because I've been to Indiana. Every house in Indiana has basketball
a
court in the drive.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? But we're the Mecca. It don't have to be understood. It's a fact, you know. Yeah. And the Wizards will be a better watch this year, because it ain't no pressure. You get to watch some youngins just go out and boogie. I like Bub Currington. I love how he competes. I think Saw got some potential. And I wanted them to pick Ace Bailey just because I wanted to be able to attend the game and watch Ace Bailey be a pro. I've never been a Wizards fan. I was born in the era of Michael Jordan. That's why I'm still a Bulls fan. But I think Trey Johnson.
See, it's so awful to hear that, because I know what a basketball person you are, and I'm not knocking you for it. It happened with everybody. The opposing teams drew more of its fans to the Capitol Center and then to MCI Center, Cap One, etc., than the hometown team did for many, many years. I mean, they marketed the other teams more than they marketed their own team for a long period of time. I'm older than you, so I remember the Bullets of the 70s. I grew up with those teams, and it was a big deal. You know, they won a title. They played in back-to-back championships. And, you know, even during the 80s, G, it was like, All right, Jeff Rulin, Rick Mahorn, Gus Williams, Dan Roundfield.
No.
It's like, you know, we're going to be in it. Maybe we got a shot. But it just, you know, it never got any better, and we became kind of the Clippers of the East Coast. But the Clippers have been a much better organization than even ours over the years.
No, but there's been exciting times, too, and it is better here when the Wizards are excitable to watch. That's the thing for me. It was never excitable for me to watch Michael Adams and Tom Gugliotta, Don McLean suit up. It wasn't fun for me. I'm a student of the game, too, so I watched all them old games with Elvin Hayes, Earl Monroe.
Well, that's Baltimore. Monroe and those guys, those are Baltimore. I'm not old enough to remember the Baltimore Bullets. I remember just when they moved here.
But I'm just putting that in terms of how my father made me a student of the game, and I understand your love for the Bullets organization. Yeah. So I know how great it was, but it wasn't great for me, and it still, as a basketball dude, is not ranking higher than the Redskins, because the Redskins gave me my birth of love for sports, because I was born in 1982. So it's always going to be the Redskins one. And I'm with Ross on this one, too, because the Wizards is going to rank higher than the Capitals and that for me also, because I'm not a hockey and baseball guy.
Right.
So, no, man, I would rank Georgetown Hoyas and Maryland Terps basketball over all them other sports with the Redskins at top, Shane. And right. I had no idea that the NBA was tipping off yesterday. I had no idea.
We're not an NBA town. That's the bottom line. We just aren't. It bums me out, because honestly, it would be freaking awesome in May and June if we were in best of sevens in like the final four teams. You know, because the NBA has become a big deal that time of year.
And just remember, it's few and far between, but when Gilbert was Hibachi and when John Wall was really on his team, that was fun to watch. And the Verizon Center was super packed with Washington Wizards fans. It wasn't overpowered with the opposite team.
No, thanks for the call, G. The playoff game in which they clinched against Chicago, I'm talking about the Gill team. I'm talking about the Gill Karan, and that was actually Larry Hughes. That was Larry Hughes on that team. But that team, when they won Game 5 with Gilbert's buzzer beater in Chicago and then came home and closed it out, I was there that night, and the place was unbelievable. And it spilled out into the streets. It was a massive celebration. Now, they got swept by the Heat in the next round. I never thought those teams, though, to be fair, the Eddie Jordan teams, I did not think that they had... I mean, Cleveland with LeBron was the dominant team in the East, and I just didn't think they were ever good enough defensively to be a legitimate, you know, win two series. I did think that the John Brad teams, and I think Randy Whitman is still one of the more underrated coaches that have ever come through town here. Most basketball people know that, and even though a lot of fans didn't love Randy, even John's admitted, I've had John on the show a couple of times in the last 2 years, he's admitted, you know, after the fact that Randy was a phenomenal X's and O's guy. But some of those teams I thought had a better opportunity, and they did. They won, you know, they won multiple series, two playoff series in back-to-back years in their first two, you know, when they beat Chicago. I'm sorry, they got to two. They beat Chicago, lost to Indiana. Then they, you know, beat Toronto, lost to Atlanta. And then the real opportunity was that Game 7 against Boston in 2017. That was a hell of a series to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The closest they've been in the last 46 years was that Game 7. It's the only Game 7 they've played in the last 46 years. Even all of the playoff series they have, none of them except for the series in 2017 went to a Game 7. All right, Robert, Brendan, Ralphie, Quentin, stay there. We'll finish it up with you guys on the other side. A, did you know the Wizards were opening tonight? Be honest. B, where do they rank among the four pro sports teams in town in terms of interest level? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, we stream on YouTube. Check us out on the Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button when you get there.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.